نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Since you're waiting for some program, with the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there were many calls yesterday and even today from Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Tayyiba. As you know that many of our brothers and many of our sisters from South Africa are already there. One brother phoned a little while ago and he said that I had a dream. He is in Medina Sharif. He says, I had a dream that I saw you standing at the Rosa Mubarak and reading Salat and Salam. He says, Alhamdulillah, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept your dream and take us all there to Medina Tayyiba over and over and over, and then make it such that we remain there forever and ever and ever. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nothing difficult for him. So let us listen to one Naat Sharif. This Naat Sharif was composed specifically for Hazrat Maulana Aashiq Ilahi Sahib Bulan Shahri, who was a muhajir of Madinah Tayyiba. He had made him Hijrat to Medina Tayyiba, and he had settled there. He passed away in the month of Ramadan. He made great dini khidmat. So Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakat, my Shaykh, in Medina Sharif, when he was there, he composed this beautiful Naat Sharif, giving the virtues of the people that are in Medina Sharif, those who have settled in Medina Sharif. By extended meaning, we can say those who have settled permanently, or those people who have even settled there temporarily. There are many of them who are on Iqama there. There are many of them who are on a visit. They are there for Umrah purposes. But the fact is that they are there for a few days or for more days. Or they are born there and they are living there all their lives. Or they have settled there, made hijrat, and going to be spending, inshallah, the rest of their lives there. And you have heard this Naat Sharif before also. For a long time we haven't heard it. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، دیوار اے محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. We are staying on the land of Madina Sharif. Although we are on the ground, although we are on the land, falak par magar naaz karte hain. Because it is poetry, say, but we boast over the heavens, over the skies, that you may be high up, and we are on the ground. Normally we say that the sky has got great height, so therefore great value, and it has got more appreciation than the earth. Or the ground, normally we say it's that we walk on the ground, and all the other things that I explained yesterday in the Jumu'ah Bayan. And look at the humility of the earth. What we do on the earth. So the ground around the world, or the earth in other parts of the world, they don't have that kind of significance that the earth of Madina Sharif has. The land of Madina Sharif. Look at the great amount of virtues that have been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tonight I'm not going into any detailed explanation. Many a times I've given you so many different virtues of Madina Sharif. This is Zami par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Na poochho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hain, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is it that we have got such significance? Why is it that we are bragging? Why is it that we are so proud? And why is it that we are boasting? Because we are the neighbors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are living as the neighbors of Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sifarish and shafaat will become wajib for such people. And look at the good fortune of the people that are living there. We do not have any right to look down upon anyone there. For where do we have that good fortune that five times a day you can make your salat in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And so many times a day you can see the green dome. And so many times a day you can go and read Salat and Salam at Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rauza Mubarak. And any amount of times you can go and try and absorb the barakat and the rahmat and the noor of the precincts of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever the person has committed some sin, he has made some mistake, he has slipped, he has fallen. Look at the opportunity that he has got. Go into the masjid of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he is fortunate to get place in the Riyadhul Jannah, then he goes to the Riyadhul Jannah. He comes so close to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Or go on the leg side, or go right in front of the Rauza Mubarak. Or wherever in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and shed tears of remorse, regret, repentance before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is great hope of forgiveness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy shrouds Madina Tayyibah. The whole of Madina Sharif is under the wings of the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, carrying durood and salam of the people from around the globe coming to Madina Sharif. Wherever a person is reading durood Sharif, the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala appointed for that purpose, they carry it and convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the speediest of all fashions. Every time that we are saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is being conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What arrangement Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made out of His mercy and kindness for us, that whenever we think of Madina Sharif, we think of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then just saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam itself is a link and a bond. It is conveyed, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so has sent salat and salam upon you. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds to that salam. And we make salam to somebody, we say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a dua that we are giving to the person, and he is giving a dua to us. And here the person gets a dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because we believe in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whether our eyes see differently, but we believe in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. He informed us that there are angels who do this. This is Zami par Madine ki rehte hum, Falak par magar naaz karte hum. Zami par Madine ki rehte hum, Falak par magar naaz karte hum. Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hain hum. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with this sharaf. Karam hai ye malik ka, اے دوستو مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. It is only the karam and the fazl and the kindness of my Malik, of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Madine ki basti mein baste hai. Where can a person, on the strength of his own actions and deeds, be really deserving of staying permanently in Madina Tayyiba? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's karam, it is His ihsan, He gives an opportunity. Of course, if the person does not appreciate or does not value that opportunity or does not make qadar of that opportunity, and whilst remaining in Madina Sharif, he engages in different kinds of sins and vices, and then it is disaster for that person. But we have got no right to judge anybody. We will always look on the brighter side, and we will say that the person is very, very fortunate that he has got the opportunity of residing in Madina Tayyiba. And if he has to pass away in Madina Tayyiba, then it is a form of shahadat that the person is getting. And especially if the person is getting burial in Baqi, then look at the gardens of every sahabi that is in Madina Sharif's qabristan. We believe that after a person passes away, then his qabr either becomes a garden from the gardens of Jannat, Rawzatum min Riyadil Jannah, or it becomes a pit fire from a pit fire of hell. But it is our belief that inshallah, whosoever gets burial in Baqi, then because of the beautiful, beautiful Jannat gardens, and fragrances of everybody that is around there, then even if it's a sinful one like us, then he too will get forgiven. For when this fan is blowing the breeze, then no one can say that I don't want it to touch any other person besides me. I'm sitting under the fan and the breeze must only affect me and it must not touch anybody else. It can never happen. When the fan is going to turn, all those that are around there will get the breeze. So when the fan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat is turning around the qabristan of Madina Tayyiba, then everyone will be blessed with that breeze of maghfirat and mercy. Everyone. What kind of garden Hazrat Usman-e Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu must have got? What kind of garden the wives of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who are buried there must have got? The children of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thousands of Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in wa barid. The great, great mashayikh and qurra and huffaz. Ah, what a qabristan that is. So, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste raha. It is the karam of my malik, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal. That I am staying in Madina Tayyiba, that's what he said. For those people that are staying. Karam hai ye malik ka, ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Zameen par Madine, ki rehte hain hum falak par magar naaz karte hain hum madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hain hum madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hain hum Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum Falak par magar naaz karte hain hum Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri anything that is coming from Madina Tayyiba it is because of that nisbat that ta'alluq that it has with Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his mubarak city therefore there is some value The same rumals, and the same dates, and the same items that come from other parts of the world, or the dates and all the other things that come from other parts of the world, then there is no value. Like that it is of value, that is food. But one dry date also, if it is from Madina Sharif, or anything that has had the breeze of Madina Sharif, Then the nizbat of Madina Sharif gives it value. Person says, I brought this itar from where? From Madina Sharif. I brought this item from Madina Sharif. Someone brought one rumal, one great buzurug Allah wala. He started kissing the rumal. Then somebody said, but this is made in China. He said, I also know it's made in China. That this rumal came from Madina Sharif. He got the breeze of Madina. Those are the ashiks of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, as I said, one is that nisbat of items of Madina. They say, my value is the nisbat of Madina Sharif, that I'm living in Madina Sharif, so that is my value. That the nisbat that I have of Madina Sharif. But in the life of every Muslim around the globe, as much as is his nisbat with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be his value. If the person is a true ashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him elevation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him respect, Allah ta'ala will give him honor, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him dignity. He'll put muhabbat in the hearts of the people. There will be always enemies. Enemies have always been there, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that for every Nabi of ours we created some enemies. There must be some opposition. But here we are talking about those people who will have an open mind and an open heart, and they will not be biased. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put muhabbat into those hearts. And there will be respect dependent on how much of nisbat the person has with the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As much as is the nisbat with the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that much this person will be given izzat. You will always find that it is as much akhlaq that the person has, because that was the speciality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. So, hey, Madinah ki nizbat qeemat meri wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai. Otherwise, there is no value. If a person has got big bungalow, big palace, and big mansion, gold and silver, oil wells, that is not something that gives the person respect in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he has all that, but together with that he has the nizbat of Madinah Sharif, nizbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he has the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his life, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person elevation. And then when he will get elevation, then he will bring humility into his heart. He is not going to brag about his greatness. The Allah wala's, they don't consider themselves as worthy of great respect and honor. They annihilate themselves. They make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala over the ni'mats and bounties. But at the same time, they don't allow any kind of pride to come to the heart. So, hey, Madina ki nisbat qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai. Otherwise, we are cheap. There's nothing, there's no value. The person is cheap. He may consider himself to be a very, very expensive person because of his high class car and clothes and shoes and watches and cell phones. So he may think that I'm Mr. Somebody. But if there's no nisbat with Madina Sharif, no nisbat with Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he is cheap. Hey, Madina ki nisbat qeemat meri wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں مرنا مقدر धर्म हो खुदा से दुआ भी करते हैं हम مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور ویکنسز اور شارٹ کمنگز اور فالز یو آر ارحم الراحمین You are Rabbe Kareem. Bless us with death in Madinah Tayyibah. We are making dua to you, O my beloved Allah. We are not seeking on the strength of our a'mal and our actions and our deeds. Indeed, we are the most despicable on earth. We have become the ghulams and the bandas of nafs and shaitan. But Rabbe Kareem, Your mercy has no limits, and you have informed us of your mercy in the Quran Sharif. You yourself have mentioned, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ اے رب کریم, therefore we are seeking from you. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. سے آمین. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعا یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ must bless us and the entire ummah with شفاعت کبری of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. Who can enter Jannat without شفاعت of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. Ask Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ for نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام شفاعت, his intercession. So he says, شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں. All the time, my beloved Allah, we are begging of the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. We don't have anything for our credit. But we have one great ni'mat, and that you blessed us with being the ummatis of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore we are asking you to bless us with the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. To bless us with Jami Kawthar from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم O Allah, take us repeatedly, why once? Take us repeatedly to Madina Tayyibah. We are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. He is the one who takes. We don't go on the strength of our wealth and property. We go on our ishq and our muhabbat and our duas and Allah Ta'ala's fazal and His kindness and His ihsan. Some people haven't been able to go to Madina Tayyibah. Great, great awliya. They could not make it to Madina Tayyibah all their lives. But they were there in Madina Tayyibah all the time. Their ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and their ita'at and their following of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made them be there all the time. In reality, they were the ones that were there all the time. And many of us, we go to Madina Sharif, but we are not in Madina Sharif. The kind of akhlaq that we display there, or that same greed and that same lust and the same passions and the same desires and the same kind of weaknesses we go and exhibit even there. Nothing but how much can we accumulate of the worldly and material goods. Day and night spent in nothing but the bazaars and marketplaces and malls and in packing and packing and packing of big, big bags. Started off with small bags and now the bags have come the size of camels. Some of the bags are as high as the camels. And we fill them up and we bring back the same, that same greed and love of dunya. Nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. Buy a few items for it as gifts. But I always say, let it be small items of more value than having huge, huge items. Packing and packing and packing. And then keep on exchanging and exchanging and exchanging. From here, there's a whole list made. Exchange this and exchange that and buy this and buy that. How many of them say, go there and make dua for me, I don't want anything from there, make dua for me. And if you come back, bring some khajur or some zamzam. Besides that, alhamdulillah, say we have everything here. Or to request something simple, easy, simple. But to give a whole long list where the person's whole time must now go in shopping. From this end of the street to the other, from this mall to the other. And repeatedly, year in and year out, it's the same thing. So many of them have brought so many items over the years, it hasn't been distributed as yet. Every time they say, we're taking this for so and so, taking this for so and so, Years go by and there hasn't been distributed. It is still there in their cupboards. And they're going to bring more and more and more. Is it not time that we should bring about some kind of change in our attitudes? How long are we going to continue in the same fashion and same pattern? And what is the purpose of them bragging that we got great love for Madina Sharif? We got great love for Madina Sharif or for the shoppings of Madina Sharif? People say that now it's very dangerous visiting other parts of the world. So therefore you rather go and buy it from Makkah, Madina Sharif. Once again I repeat that there is nothing wrong. Especially those who are in business, there is nothing wrong. Buy from there. But those of us who are saying just going for Umrah, going for Ziyarah, going for Hajj, going in the Ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Ishq and Muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then is that the sign of an Ashiq? That his heart is not in the Mahbub, his heart is somewhere else. Is that an Ashiq? The person says that you are my beloved, but his heart is somewhere else. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم We must keep on checking our hearts there that how much have we been able to absorb of that noor of that Mubarak place. Once the mind gets occupied in all those material things, one or two days before time, just go do some buying, pack it in the bag and forget about it. But every day, without fail, make namaz, shopping, make namaz, shopping. Inside the haram sharif also, while the person is making namaz also, then his heart is outside. Making namaz inside, but his heart is outside. You can understand, first trip, second trip, third trip. How many trips is required? How many trips? To bring about a change of attitude. And some of them all the time playing around with their cell phone inside the haram sharif, all the time. One is to just give some message, I am here or there. And the other is taking all the messages. Somebody phoning from here, somebody phoning from this. Child was born here. And someone got married there. And there was a walima function there. And there was a jalsa here. And we are going here and we are going there. People phoning from South Africa, phoning from home. Are sitting in the haram sharif. And very proud and happy that lots of messages are coming. That is shaitan taking us away from the haram sharif. Sitting in the haram sharif is taking you away. When there were no cell phones, what happened? Did all those people pass away if they didn't take those messages? What difference will it make? Somebody is getting married over the weekend or next week, or somebody's walima taking place, or some child was born, or somebody passed away also. What are you going to do? Immediately are you going to catch some flight and make it to Durban or Johannesburg? So it can hold on for a little while after the namaz when you're going outside, they switch on your phone and take all the messages. Take all the messages after that. Then whoever passed away, send some condolence to the family. And if somebody is getting married, then make some Mubarak Baad according to the messages. But in the haram sharif, it becomes like just one occupation in the haram sharif. Different kinds of occupations people have. And that's also a kind of occupation in the haram sharif. Oh, it hurts, it hurts. Especially when music plays on those same cell phones. At that time, the hair stands on end and anger boils. Make dua, Ya Allah, give this person hidayat. Hollywood, Bollywood songs playing in the Haram Sharif, near the Roza Mubarak, around the Mataf. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم So you residents of Madina Sharif, don't forget us in your duas. We are making that request to you. Bas aisa kinane Madina. Na bhoolo guzarish ye karte hain hum. Don't forget us. Convey our salat and salam. Beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless us also with that opportunity of residing there as He has blessed you with that opportunity, addressing the people of Madina Sharif. Khuda se ye faryad karte hain hum. اے اختر میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں اے اختر میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم اے یونس میرے قلب و جاں ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ اے رب کریم forgive each and every one of us. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth. ہم گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے مجرم و خطاکار ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the ishq of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah bless us with the shafaat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. bless us with the good fortune of residing permanently in Madina Tayyiba. Rabbe Kareem, make our bodies become a patch of the ground of Baqiya Parks. Ay Rabbe Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did for us. Bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with a life of taqwa, piety. Bless us with a life of shukr and qanaat. Distance us from all that is haram. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us full control, my beloved Allah, over nafs. Nafs wants to drag us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation. Rabbe Kareem, you want to give us a life of peace, happiness, contentment, respect and honor. Make us yours and become ours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, whether they're in our families, or anyone in the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bless everyone with complete shifa. Rabbe Kareem, some have undergone operations and some will be undergoing operations. Bless everyone with complete shifa. Hum sabko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, tere dar par tera banda, wa ummeed e karam hai. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitna that you ask for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, problems, hardships, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Ay Rabbe Kareem, especially in Japan, unki musibat takleef ko door kar de. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia. Duniya bhar mein jahan kahin insaniyat pareshan, logon ki pareshani ko door kar de. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, parents and children. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kulli. مولايا صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد واله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب يسوع رحمت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. جنت ہے تو جنت ہے سرکار دو عالم کی. اے عرض مدینہ کاش آنکھوں میں تجھے رکھ لوں. اے عرض مدینہ کاش